Ministry of Education and Culture. Higher and Tertiary Education. Pancyprian Examinations 2019. Part 1. Listening Skills. Exercise 1. You will hear Jeff talking to Mike about his travel experience. Listen, and state whether the following statements are true or false. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear the recording twice. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. First listening.
In all of the traveling that you've done around the world, what is the best travel experience you have had? What's the most memorable travel experience you had in your adventures around the world?
Well, that's a tough question, Mike. That's like asking what's your favorite food, because you love everything. Everything's delicious, and to pick one is very difficult. But I think it's very simple. I think it's, I like to think of India is a crazy place. It's a circus of a country in a good way. It's like a circus where you never know what you're going to see, and it's very entertaining. But and it's one of the poorest countries in the world, India. It's just full, there's 1 billion people there, and 600 million of them are very poor.
Right.
But they're so happy and so friendly. And I remember that one of my first trip to India, and one of my first days in India, there was a man, a chai wala.
Uh-huh.
And a wala means like a little businessman. And chai is tea.
Right.
In India. So this chai wala. He had his own little tea stand on the side of a busy road in Delhi.
Okay.
And it was a small stand, and it was noisy, and it was hot, and it was chaotic and crazy. And he sold his tea for 2 cents a cup.
Wow.
And
wow.
When I sat down, I started talking to this man and told him it was like my first or second day in India, and I was just come to the country for the first time. And he welcomed me to India, and he said, it's so good that you came to our country, and have some free tea. And he gave me my first cup of chai ever for free. And this man, he had nothing. He lived on the street, and he slept beside his chai wala at night, and he had old ragged clothes on. And I just remembered that I'm very wealthy, and he's very poor.
Yes,
compared to him. But yet the hospitality that he showed by giving me that free cup of tea when he really needed the money in the business, it stood out in my mind even to this day that the generosity, even though he needs the money, he was still so generous and so nice and giving.
Right.
It stands out in my mind that, I always want to try to be kind and nice like that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Was there milk in the tea?
Yes, there was.
Really?
Actually, in India they call it dude, and it's buffalo milk. Buffalo milk in the tea. It was great. Great tea. Indian chai is the best.
You just gave me a whole new meaning to the word dude. That's brilliant.
Do exercise 1. You have 1 minute. Second listening.
In all of the traveling that you've done around the world, what is the best travel experience you have had? What's the most memorable travel experience you had in your adventures around the world?
Well, that's a tough question, Mike. That's like asking what's your favorite food, because you love everything. Everything's delicious, and to pick one is very difficult. But I think it's very simple. I think it's I like to think of India is a crazy place. It's a circus of a country in a good way. It's like a circus where you never know what you're going to see, and it's very entertaining. And it's one of the poorest countries in the world, India. It's just full. There's a billion people there, and 600 million of them are very poor.
Right.
But they're so happy and so friendly. And I remember that one of my first trip to India, and one of my first days in India, there was a man, a chai wala.
Uh-huh.
And a wala means like a little businessman. And chai is tea,
right?
In India, so this chai wala, he had his own little tea stand on the side of a busy road in Delhi.
Okay,
and it was a small stand, and it was noisy, and it was hot, and it was chaotic and crazy. And he sold his tea for 2 cents a cup.
Wow!
And when I sat down, I started talking to this man and told him it was like my first or second day in India, and I was just come to the country for the first time, and he welcomed me to India, and he said, it's so good that you came to our country, and have some free tea. And he gave me my first cup of chai ever for free. And this man, he had nothing. He lived on the street, and he slept beside his chai wala at night, and he had old ragged clothes on. And I just remembered that I'm very wealthy, and he's very poor.
Yes,
compared to him. But yet, the hospitality that he showed by giving me that free cup of tea when he really needed the money in the business, it stood out in my mind even to this day that the generosity, even though he needs the money, he was still so generous and so nice and giving.
Right.
It stands out in my mind that, I always want to try to be kind and nice like that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Was there milk in the tea?
Yes, there was.
Really?
Actually, in India they call it dude, and it's buffalo milk. Buffalo milk in the tea. It was great. Great tea. Indian chai is the best.
You just gave me a whole new meaning to the word dude. That's brilliant.
Check your answers to exercise 1. You have 1 minute. Exercise 2. You will hear a conversation between a driving examiner and a man taking a driving test. Listen and choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
Okay, Mr. Smith, let's begin your road test.
Oh, I know, I'm ready. I've been practicing in my driveway all week.
Okay, Mr. Smith, as I'm sure you're aware, you will not only be tested on your knowledge of the rules of the road, but on your behavior toward other motorists.
Okie dokie.
Okay, now you can start your car.
Yeah, right, here we go.
Whoa! Take it easy. The speed limit in this business district is only 25 miles an hour.
Oh.
All right. Now turn right at the next corner.
This corner?
No, not here. Wow. You forgot to signal, too.
Gosh, I didn't see that one. And, could you grab my cell phone under my seat?
Huh?
Nah, I'll get it.
Oh, Mr. Smith, keep your eyes on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now pull over here and show me that you can parallel park.
Sure. Wait. Hey, bud, move your car. I was here first.
Forget it. Just keep driving.
So how am I doing? Can I take a peek at your notes?
No. And watch out. Mr. Smith, now you're tailgating the vehicle in front of us.
Oh, yeah. I'm just so excited about getting my license today.
Right. Okay. Now carefully. Turn right here, and wait, stop! You almost hit that pedestrian. How in the world did you pass the written test anyway?
Well,
you have to give way to any pedestrians crossing the street. Jeez.
Oh, sorry about that. It won't happen again.
Oh! Get out.
What?
Get out. I'm driving back to the office.
Does this mean I didn't pass the test?
Look, Mr. Smith, could you do me a favor? When you come back to take the test again, plan on coming on Friday.
Again? Why? Is it less crowded that day?
No, it's my day off.
Do exercise 2. You have 1 minute. Second listening.
Okay, Mr. Smith, let's begin your road test.
Oh, I know, I'm ready. I've been practicing in my driveway all week.
Okay, Mr. Smith, as I'm sure you're aware, you will not only be tested on your knowledge of the rules of the road, but on your behavior toward other motorists.
Okie dokie.
Okay, now you can start your car.
Yeah, right, here we go.
Whoa! Take it easy. The speed limit in this business district is only 25 miles an hour.
Oh.
All right. Now turn right at the next corner.
This corner?
No, not here. Wow. You forgot to signal, too.
Gosh, I didn't see that one. And, could you grab my cell phone under my seat?
Huh?
Nah, I'll get it.
Oh, Mr. Smith, keep your eyes on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now pull over here and show me that you can parallel park.
Sure. Wait. Hey, bud, move your car. I was here first.
Forget it. Just keep driving.
So how am I doing? Can I take a peek at your notes?
No. And watch out. Mr. Smith, now you're tailgating the vehicle in front of us.
Oh, yeah. I'm just so excited about getting my license today.
Right. Okay. Now carefully. Turn right here, and wait, stop! You almost hit that pedestrian. How in the world did you pass the written test anyway?
Well,
you have to give way to any pedestrians crossing the street. Jeez.
Oh, sorry about that. It won't happen again.
Oh! Get out.
What?
Get out. I'm driving back to the office.
Does this mean I didn't pass the test?
Look, Mr. Smith, could you do me a favor? When you come back to take the test again, plan on coming on Friday.
Again? Why? Is it less crowded that day?
No, it's my day off.
Check your answers to exercise 2. You have 1 minute. Exercise 3. You will hear a broadcast about going to bed early. Listen, and complete the missing information. Use only one word for each gap. You will hear the recording twice. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
Going to bed early is better for us. The phrase, "the early bird catches the worm," may be true. It means people who wake up early get more done than people who don't. Another saying is from former U.S. President Benjamin Franklin. He said, "Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise." Scientists have found that people who go to bed before 11 p.m. may do better in life than people who sleep around 2:30 a.m. The researchers are from Birmingham's Center for Human Brain Health in the U.K. Their research showed that people who slept and rose early birds, had an advantage over people who slept and woke up late, night owls. There were differences in the brain function of early birds and night owls. The scientists tested 38 people in their research. The people answered questionnaires about their sleeping pattern and when they felt tired during the day. They were then put into an early bird or night owl group based on their answers. All of the people had MRI scans on their brain and did different tests throughout the day. The early birds said they felt less sleepy and were able to do the tests quicker than the night owls. The researchers said there were big differences between the two groups. The researchers said, "Night owls, during school, have to get up earlier. Then they go into work, and they have to get up earlier. So they're constantly having to fight against their preferences and natural rhythms." This is Ken Jones reporting from Seattle. Good night.
Do exercise 3. You have 1 minute. Second listening.
Going to bed early is better for us. The phrase, "the early bird catches the worm," may be true. It means people who wake up early get more done than people who don't. Another saying is from former U.S. President Benjamin Franklin. He said, "Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise." Scientists have found that people who go to bed before 11 p.m. may do better in life than people who sleep around 2:30 a.m. The researchers are from Birmingham's Center for Human Brain Health in the U.K. Their research showed that people who slept and rose early birds, had an advantage over people who slept and woke up late, night owls. There were differences in the brain function of early birds and night owls. The scientists tested 38 people in their research. The people answered questionnaires about their sleeping pattern and when they felt tired during the day. They were then put into an early bird or night owl group based on their answers. All of the people had MRI scans on their brain and did different tests throughout the day. The early birds said they felt less sleepy and were able to do the tests quicker than the night owls. The researchers said there were big differences between the two groups. The researchers said night owls during school have to get up earlier. Then they go into work and they have to get up earlier. So they're constantly having to fight against their preferences and natural rhythms. This is Ken Jones reporting from Seattle. Good night.
Check your answers to exercise 3. You have 1 minute. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.